One of the great dangers of this is that you isolate whoever you're teaching later on from the historic practice of the church and make the church seem a stranger. And so, for example, we try not to change the words of our hymns over the years too much, because basically if you come up with a brand new translation of a hymn or a brand new translation of scripture that changes the way the words are formulated in a great way, then you're basically robbing the ability of the grandparents to speak with the grandchildren on the same subject. And the same is true with practices. If you don't teach why you're doing a practice, the wearing of a stole, the wearing of an alb, or any of these other outward symbols that aren't required by God's word, what you're actually doing is teaching against it, because we're supposed to guard against those practices that are different from what we learn from God's word, and they become closely associated with the teaching of God's word because they're teaching tools.